about an experience with you when he was trying to convince you to give him a chance on defense or practicing on defense I've been in Medicine Hat for a few months here. We left Kelowna after 14 years, and I covered the Rockets for the local newspaper on a freelance basis last season. So I was at the game, the last game of the season. So you know where I'm going with this. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And that was that game when I know you guys left four or five guys at home before you came to Kelowna for that last night. And, of course, Parnetta told me that they were all injured, but that's that's fine. But you guys come into Kelowna. Kelowna needs 2 points. They need 2 points just to get into that bloody tiebreaker game.
Right.
And they're up 2-1, and you guys score in the last minute.
Yes.
Joseph with a shot from the point. So he said he kind of worked you pretty hard to give him a shift on the blue line.
So he, for about our relationship was pretty good, you know, off the ice as far as, you know, we'd joke around with each other and just, you know, after practice shooting pucks, we'd always, our team last year was, you know, pretty good at, you know, you go and do competitions with the guys and, you know, and I loved it because I got to, you know, feel like I was 20 again and shoot pucks with guys and have competition. So for about 2.5-3 weeks leading up to that game, Joe had always, you know, would always bug me about, I'm way better D than some, you know, like, I can play D. I'm like, get out of here. There's no chance I'm ever putting you back there. Are you crazy? He goes, I'm telling you, I can play the point on the power play. You get me out there, I can play. I'm like, no way, not a chance. So anyway, we practice for a little bit of time. We go through almost getting to the end of the year. He's still razzing me about, you know, put me back there. So in practice, we did a couple drills where the forwards would switch with the D and the D would go with forwards and, you know, just to kind of get used to stuff. And so I'm just kind of giggling about it. And I watched him. I didn't say anything to him, good or bad. I just kind of left it alone. And then, of course, we go into those last two games and we have guys that are, you know, that are out. And I in the back of my mind, I'm going, don't do it, don't do it. And then it came down to, you know what, last couple of minutes, we had a, you know, you get that power play. And then I put him out just as a, you know, to take a shot at the point. Yeah. And you know how when you're sitting in a car and, you know, you have a dog, like you ride in a car with your dog and he kind of looks at you with those puppy dog eyes, like, yeah. Get me out there. Let me out. And he did that. He kind of turned around and looked at the bench. He's like, come on, Hugh. So I'm like, okay, go. So we put him out there and the best part is he's playing the right side and the draw is in the Kelowna end. And from my perspective on the bench, all I could see was basically about a foot and a half, 2 foot window going to the net because there was so much traffic. And he got the puck, dragged it across, and it was like, it was like this hole opened up and you could just see the puck go right in right from the bench. And of course he turns as he scores and he just gives me the best look. Oh, it was so funny. I mean, obviously it's a heartbreaker for Kelowna to have that go in, but it was just so ironic and so bizarre that he finally gets out there and he scores the goal.
Well, and the kid calls a shot, you know, he was giggling, smiling ear to ear when he sort of described it to me. And you know, for me, it was just really coincidental that I happened to be in the building at the same time. So I just, I just split a gut with him. But,
and it was so good because it was a perfect shot. It couldn't have been any perfect where it went through the bodies and right into the, like, I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
You know, and it's funny, I've got video of it that I may try to insert into the piece. And, but the video comes from across the ice, a different angle than what you had, because of course the camera's in Kelowna. So he was moving away from the penalty box side towards the benches. And then he takes that shot back, you know, and it looked to me like it went top stick side. And so then of course, you know, the camera pans to the guys at the net, which would have been around the time he was, probably chirping you. Right?
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, it was so good. No, Joey and I had a great relationship. You know, he when he came to us, he needed some fun in his game. Like, he needed to go back to being, you know, junior hockey being fun again. I mean, he had been traded, you know, to Regina, and they were in a rebuild, and when we got him, he just needed something, and he was very enjoyable to work with on the ice, and I mean, it's one of those things where you wish he was a year younger, you know, you wish you had still had him as a 19-year-old this year, and he's just a great, he was a great kid, and did a lot of good stuff for us. He'll always be, he'll always be remembered as, and you know, he's one of those kids, every time I see him, you know, I've seen him twice here now in Langley, and, you know, saw him on when we went to Moose Jaw, for our road trip, and right away he comes up. He's always talking to the guys, giving everybody big hugs. And so, really, really first class, great kid that we actually, you know what, at the end of the day, it's a good trade for us, but we really did luck out with how good of a character kid he was and what he did for us.
Right. What's it been like from a distance watching, you know, watching his 20-year-old season? It's been pretty tough on him, I think.
It has. You know, I'll tell you what, Mike and I talked about this the other day, and I'll tell you the one thing that you always want to see from players that leave your organization is, you know, what's their character like? What are they, you know, what kind of kids are they, if they go somewhere else? And I can't even put words to say how proud we are of a kid that's, you know, sticking it out in Tri-Cities in a rebuild, and, you know, they're going through some tough times with some losses, and he is stuck through it. He could have went and probably made, you know, got some money and played junior A and kind of just rode his career off and had fun and, you know, done that thing, but he didn't. He stuck it out, and he's, you know, you got to be super proud of a kid that, sure, that does something like that. And, you know, we were watching when they were in here and played us, and obviously that game didn't go very well at all. The one thing I noticed about him is he never got down on the young guys. He was very good at, you know, going up and talking to them. And even after each faceoff, I mean, they're losing,
big. Yeah.
You know, they're losing big, but he still is, you know, talking to them at faceoffs and making sure that they know what they're doing, the young guys. So really, really proud of his character and how he's, you know, stuck with being in Tri-Cities.